All right, here we go. Just going. Getting to it. Let me roll this window up so you don't hear a bunch of wind. Okay. So, did a really short one last night. Actually, as a couple nights ago. But I've this is kind of like therapeutic, this thing that we're doing here. And I say we because I know that there's some people out there listening. I know you're listening, which is kind of weird because, you know, all these recordings are done alone. I don't do these with other people. And I just put them on my phone. And the next thing I know, people are hearing it. And then it makes me feel kind of like uncomfortable thinking that, oh shit, there's people listening to this. And it's kind of, you know, personal. Definitely personal. And who gives a shit about what I do with my sex life? Who gives a crap about that, you know? But I think what I'm going for is that we all have sex lives for the most part, you know? It's like, I'm trying to give you my human experience so you can find relatable things and maybe common ground. I don't know. And maybe find it entertaining and funny. But anyways, so therapy. I've realized now that this is kind of therapeutic. I had kind of an epiphany the other night where I'm talking about how when I was a kid, my dad shoved the hot quiche in my face because I wouldn't eat it. And then as an adult, I now when I see gross things, I think about shoving them in my face or my mouth and eating them. I think that that's definitely something, right? That's probably a connection of some sort. People pay therapists. They should just get a podcast and sit there and talk about their shit and listen back to it. I'm honestly, you know, this is probably mania speaking. I probably have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. Those things probably aren't connected. Who knows? Probably some deep-seated illness in my brain. Anyways, that's not true either. I'm fine. Anyways, what was I going to talk about today? Drugs. That's what I was going to talk about. My experience with drugs. I started at a young age. I can think my first time with alcohol was a warm beer, warm Budweiser in a can. I grew up in a place called Manassas, Virginia. And when I was younger, it was a very, like, very, you know, white trash neighborhood. You know, it was a lot of cars on cinder blocks, things like that. And this group of guys that I went to school with, they were brothers, and they were those gearhead types, and, you know, they drove dirt bikes and go-karts, and, you know, they worked on cars constantly, and I remember hanging out with those guys, and we drank a warm beer, like, we shared it, each taking a drink off a warm beer. It was not good, but that was my first beer. My first marijuana experience, marijuana, it just sounds like, I sound so old, I sound like a father, which I am. Anyways, my first marijuana experience was probably when I was around 14, 13. It was underneath this sewer hole that goes underneath the street. It was like there's a creek that ran along, and underneath the street there's like a big wide sewer tunnel type thing to, you know, let the creek water through. And I went down in there with what I thought was some sort of, you know, bowl, but I think what it was is it was a roach clip that my mom had from the 70s, where it was like this, it was a stone with a hole on each end, and you would put the roach in the one end and then pull off the other end, and so I just stuffed the what I thought was weed down into the part that looked black. And pulled off the other end, you know, lit that end. And I, first time smoking, I just had seeds and stems. Because I had no fucking clue what I was doing. I just smoked a bunch of seeds and stems. Pretty sure I got a head rush. First time I got high, I was at my friend's house, who was, you know, the local teenage dealer. Somehow this guy didn't have parents. I don't know what was the deal with that. He didn't have parents around, but he had money. I remember, like, you know, he had stuff, like, and I guess that came from the drugs. But I can't remember the story of his parents. All I know is he lived with this guy who was an ex-Vietnam vet and who was crazy. He was a hoarder There were stacks of newspapers everywhere. They used to joke and say that he had his dick pierced with and had a padlock through it. I don't know if that was true. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Never saw the guy's dick. But he was really crazy. He didn't like people just coming over. He didn't like people calling. You know, so it was a really, you know, you had to be really careful when contacting this guy. But one night, you know, I was hanging out over there, and he had a, what they called a toke master. It was like this 3-foot bong, and, you know, it had a base, and it would stand up on the table. And went back, it was like the 90s, so there was this show called BuzzFeed, I think is what it was called. And the tagline in the commercial was "Bow to the Buzz," and I remember that being on the TV when I was getting ready to take a bong hit, and you had to kind of kneel down in front of the table to take the bong hit, and I don't know, that stuck in my mind for some reason, and like it was all, I guess, super funny. I mean, looking back on it, you know, I was like a teenage. I was probably, you know, my first time smoking was 13, 14. This is probably around 18 when I first, like, really smoked pot. Like, really, really, really. So I guess a lot of my experiences, I had, like, small ones when I was young and then real ones when I was older. But anyways, and that night, you know, it's like I remember we went to Taco Bell. And I've been chasing the dragon with Taco Bell ever since because I got this steak burrito. And it was the best goddamn steak burrito I think I've ever had, and it's never happened again. It's always garbage every time I go there. But I remember we listened to Hits from the Bong and my friends, and we came from a poor neighborhood. Let me like, you know, say that we weren't like, we were like lower to middle income, and my friend's dad, I want to say, died. And when his dad died, he got a big settlement, and he went out and bought a BMW and put a really nice system into it. And I remember we were sitting in the back seat of his car, really high, and listening to Hits from the Bong. And yeah, felt like you were in the bong. It was like, whoa. But see, once again, just saying this story, it sounds so stupid and childish and uninteresting. I'm sure you don't want to hear this garbage, you know, about... Oh, way to go, pothead. Big deal. You smoked weed. 2020, everybody fucking smokes weed. And now that I'm thinking about it, that was not the first time I was really high. Between 13 and 18, I had plenty of experiences. Because my mom worked nights. And she would go to work at 9 o'clock, come home at like 6 in the morning. And we would do whatever the fuck we want. And it was kind of amazing. But also probably maybe bad. I don't know. We probably put ourselves in, you know, threw ourselves into situations a little too early in life. But yeah. No, I mean, because I know I did acid at that time. And I had a little brother who also did acid at the time who was a lot younger than me. I don't want to say because it's kind of crazy. He was like 11. But yeah. And I think maybe I'm wrong. But I want to say my 11-year-old brother took acid. Huh. But you know what? He's doing better in life than me right now. He's got a townhouse. He's got, you know, a decent job that pays him well. I'm still renting and scooping dog shit, and I'm 5 years older than he is. So the acid at 11 didn't completely fucking ruin him, I guess. Anyways. I also, when I was younger, went through a phase where I was hanging out with these guys that would sell PCP. And this is all between, like, my brother was around for that, too. I mean, this is older. I was probably, like, 18, so that would have made him, like 13. But, you know, we would get, like, my friends, they would go, we would drive into the city. They would pick up PCP. They would yell out the window, water. Who's got water? And you'd find a guy, he'd have a vanilla extract bottle filled with PCP, and we'd go back to my friend's apartment, and we'd split up dimes of PCP. What you do is you take the PCP, the liquid, and you throw it in with parsley. This is what they did. Throw it in with parsley, mix it up real good and cut it into dime bags and sell them for like $20 a pop. Back then, that's what they sold them for. And I guess that's confusing saying dime bag and then saying selling them for 20, but you would, yeah, anyways, they would sell little 20 bags of this. And man, I remember that was some crazy shit. I was hanging out with them, so we would always smoke the bottom of the jar. Like once we mixed up all the 20s, we'd smoke the bottom of the jar. And that's like, you know, where all the PCP had been collecting. And whoo, oh my God. Like another world. Like I definitely, like, I remember having like real hallucinations, like where the room would be shifting, like the couch would move from one end of the room, the chair would swing around to the other side. I remember my brother telling me that he was like, hey Eric, give me a piece of gum. And all I would do is just look at him, go, gum? And then just zone out again. And yeah, that was some crazy stuff. Probably shouldn't do it, but at the same time, I'm here and I'm alive, so I guess I don't regret these experiences. I wouldn't suggest these things to other people to try and to do. But yeah, I did that. We did awful drugs, like shit drugs that aren't really really drugs. Like we went through a phase where we were inhaling shit. This is me and my friend Jason in high school, and we would inhale Freon. And we would take the Freon from the air conditioner. And I remember his dad getting so pissed. Like, he had to fill up his air conditioner, like, at the air conditioner service, like, two, maybe three times. And he was so pissed because he was like, I don't think he knew why it was happening until, like, maybe the last time. But anyways, we would take bread bags and fill them up with Freon off of the side of the air conditioner, which is dangerous. I mean, because if if we were to put our mouths right on that nozzle and take it out, like, it would probably freeze our lungs. But we would put it in bags, and it was a real weird gas because it had weight to it. Like, you put it in the bread bag and you could shake the bag and feel the weight of the gas inside the bag. Like, it felt like you had something in there, like a wet rag or something. It was really odd. So the gas had weight. But man, we would take one little small hit, hold it, take another hit, and then, I don't know, just have crazy hallucinations. I remember this one time I was sitting in front of I was sitting on the couch in front of a TV, and I felt like my nose got big, and bigger, and bigger, and bigger, and bigger, and to the point that it knocked over the TV. My brother, who, once again, I'm lucky I didn't kill him. But he took it once, and we had water beds for some stupid reason, and when you would hit Freon, you would pass out because technically you're cutting off oxygen supply to your brain. And so he would pass out. He passed out and started chewing on the side of the water bed because it had like a wood frame to it. And he said that when he woke up, that he said that he thought he was Pac-Man. He said that he was having an hallucination that he was Pac-Man, and that's why he was chewing on the side of the waterbed. But yeah, let me put this on pause for a second. Or actually, you know what? We'll end this right now and be part one of drugs. I got to go do something, and I can't continue. So I'm going to go ahead and put this in here as this is part one of drugs. We'll do part two in a second. Yay.